In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. So you know what the thing we should do? Somebody says, oh, I've got this little thing I got to tell you about. So I'll just use Keith here. Keith, I got this little story I got to tell you about my wife. You want to hear it? We should say, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it at all. Now then, first of all, if I'm telling stories about my wife or anybody else, I don't care. If somebody calls and asks me a question, I don't care what's happened between me and my wife, or I don't care what's happened between me and you, Eric. I ain't going to tell nobody. That's mine and your business, nobody else's. Because when I start talking about you and the problems you're having and passing your problems on, the next person hears it's going to tell it different. And then the next one's going to tell it different than that. And then that scripture right there kicks in. We're slandering people. And God says, you're a fool. He said, you're sinning. You're sinning. And if we're sinning, what's God going to do to us? We're going to open the door to a devil, and the devil's going to come in and get us. And us and our children. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like that. I don't like walking in sin. So I've come to realize that I'm kind of like the contractor down in the east, down in the coast. I can't think of what little town down near Corpus Christi was preaching one day. I was talking about the power of the tongue. The old boy held his hand up. He said, you tell me I got to watch everything I say? I said, well, it's what the Word says. He said, okay. He said, when I get out of here, I'm going to go out there and get in my truck. I'm going to get a roll of 2-inch duct tape, and I'm going to put three layers around my head and fasten it shut. I said, well, that'll probably help you for a little while. Words. We speak lots of words that we should not ever speak. Somebody tells you something, for goodness sakes, don't go tell it to someone else. Keep your mouth shut. In fact, in the NLT, the scripture says, keep your mouth shut. I mean, you just can't be hardly any more careful and clear than that, right? But you know, there's just so many times things happen, especially when somebody said, oh, that was so good. I got to tell somebody. Oh, let me tell you, honey, what happened. Don't you tell nobody now. And it's so good for her, just like it was me. She can't keep it either. You know, I couldn't keep it because I had to tell her. She said, okay, he said, tell nobody, but he won't mind if I tell my best friend. Or he won't mind if I tell Ayesha at the ministry center or Sharon. You know, I mean, they're prayer work. They won't mind. But what? Guess what, Ayesha and Sharon and Wendy and all of, what might we do? If we're not careful, we might say, you know, well, Thurman told this to Cheryl. Cheryl told this to so-and-so. They told me. So it must be okay. So we'll pass it on. No, no, no. We don't talk about it. Is this what he's saying here? Now then, if you keep things to yourself, you can't get a problem started, right? You can't get a problem started. But whenever somebody tells you or gives you a little morsel you think is so good, first thing you need to do, if it's that good, chew it up and swallow it. And remember it no more. Is that right, Ernest? If that thing's that tasty, just chew it up and boom, say, okay, that's gone. Praise God. Amen. Somebody said, I heard you heard something about Ernest. I said, oh, Ernest. Said, oh, Ernest, that guy goes to church. Yeah. I said, oh, man, he's a great man of God. No, that's not what I heard. I didn't hear nothing else. That's all I know about Ernest. He's a great man of God. Amen. They don't want to pass on good stuff, do they, Ernest? No, we want to tell the dirty stuff. Amen. You know, start going around and say, whoo, you know, start talking about people. Say, whoo, that's the greatest man of God I ever seen. Woo. Somebody said, well, there ain't nothing to that. Yeah, that's what, if we're going to pass something on, pass around the good stuff. Get rid of the junk. Because in the multitude of words, there wanteth not sin. Do you want to sin? No, I don't either. Okay, Jordan, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 1. But before we do, I'll take a couple of testimonies. I know Michelle's got a testimony she's just busting to tell us. She told me, I think she's already told half of you, but she wants everybody to hear what happened to her. Let me get you a mic, Michelle. I know you want everybody to know what you did this week and what God has done for you, and you got a great little testimony. So she's going to tell you what happened to her this week.
Well, Friday, I ended up in the emergency room, and my heart rate was like 200. It was only supposed to be 60. So I'm laying there, I'm thinking, oh, no problem, there's nothing wrong with me. My mom's calling everybody in the world. All my people at Humane Society came to me, and mom's like, you better come see her before she dies. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to happen. And I'm just waiting on, like, 2 weeks of blood tests, and then I'm not even worried about that.
But you're okay now.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The little girl went to the hospital. They'd done all this stuff on her, but she stood on the word, and she's okay now. She had a little attack from the enemy. Now, the enemy will do that to you. He'll put lying symptoms upon you. Don't go there with him. If you got the faith, when he puts something on you, don't go there with him. Because if you go there with him, you'll wind up in the hospital. You know, so the first thing you need to do, if the enemy comes upon you to put anything upon you, what should be your first statement out of this mouth? Lord, if I've done something wrong, forgive me. That's the first statement that should come out of your mouth. Because did God promise in His Word to satisfy us if we obey Him with a long, healthy life? If He promised to satisfy us with a long, healthy life, and something comes up on you, there's a little sin somewhere that you've been doing. Get rid of it. Lord, maybe you don't even know what it is. But Lord, say, I repent. That's the first thing you should say. Now then, Lord, that I've repented, I'm standing on Your Word for my complete healing. And if you do, you'll walk out of it. And obviously, Michelle did that because she got out of it and she's here today instead of being dead. Praise God. Now then, praise the Lord. Okay, I knew she wanted to tell that little story because she had told me and she was blessed. She's learning how to walk on the Word. Jordan, Matthew 18:1-4. Start off with. Oh, I didn't tell the story about the little girl with the warts and the Muslim. I didn't finish that, did I? I started on that and got sidetracked on that. Well, we'll put this on the screen, but there was a lady come to us up there, and she was married to this Muslim. And this guy, of course, he didn't believe in God, not the God. You know, he believes in this false God, you know, and some people don't know that there is only one God. And Allah is not him. You know, only Jesus Christ is God, you know. So I don't stand any other way. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you believe. I don't care who's believes or don't believe what I believe, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt there ain't but one God and His name, Jesus Christ. Amen. And I think most of us agree with that. But anyway, He's the only one I ever see do a miracle. But anyway, this girl had married to a Muslim, and she didn't know back in those days, you know, about not being unequally yoked. So she met a nice guy, and he's a nice guy and everything, but he's a Muslim. And so he don't believe in God, so he can't get her prayers answered. And so he's opened the door to the family. So the little boy had warts on his feet, but the little girl really had warts on her feet, the sinner one, a lot of them. And she said, I heard your testimony about how you prayed for Philip and God took the warts off. And so she told me about her husband. I said, well, okay. I said, what we'll do, we'll ask the Lord to forgive him, forgive y'all. And he will ask the Lord to do a mighty miracle of healing and taking the warts off of his feet so quickly, her feet, so quickly that he, the Muslim husband, will have to know this thing happened from God. I said, how long she had them? And almost forever. I think she was fought 5 years. I had them on her hand and her feet. And so I just said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to do such a miracle of restoration on this little body. And she brought a picture. We didn't have the little girl there. We laid hands on a picture. I thought about you, Esther, when you brought the picture of the lady that was blind, and we laid hands on that lady, and God had healed her by Wednesday. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But we laid hands on the picture and the little girl and asked the Lord to take the warts off in the name of Jesus. And the next night, when she came back to the service, over half of them was already completely gone without a sign. So He was moving. He was doing some wonderful things. Aren't we glad we serve a God that does wonderful things? Aren't we glad we serve a God that answers prayer? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now then, I might say right here too, I told y'all we thought we might have the video ready today, but we don't. We tried. We didn't get the last of the videos from GLC until Saturday. So that really put Phil to the pressure, and he wanted to do his best to get them out. He did get one of them out. I looked at some of it last night. And it's fantastic. You're going to love it. But we had to put eight of the stories on one DVD and eight on another one. So we got 16. It'll be two DVDs. We will have them ready for you next week. There's no problem. And we'll have the DVD package of the miracles. What did we name that? Testimonies of Miraculous Healings. So that'll have Ernest and Esther. They went out there with us, and we did there. Wendy's on there. She's awesome. Now, Phil's on there. Oh, yeah, we got a lot of people on there. You know, Sharon's on there. About telling about all hers, but Johnny Brumfield was there. I will have to say, when we did the testimony of Johnny Brumfield the other day in the studio, everybody in the place broke into worship and praise, and every cameraman, engineer, and everybody else cried. I mean, and when Johnny Brumfield jumped up out of his chair after he'd had all those surgeries and legs cut and hadn't walked in 2 years almost, hadn't been steel on his legs, and I told him, I said, sitting there, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just come up on me, and I said, Johnny, you're sitting there, you ain't moved a muscle. I said, these people, they probably think, you know, that's not real. I said, you've been telling us the story yourself. I said, stand up and do something. He stood up and began to run like this. Right there, I told the camera, I said, back off, pull him back, boy, you can see him. They did. And man, here he is running and everything. And then that was right at the end of the show. And he sat back down and said a few more words. And as soon as the show was over, I mean, everybody in the studio began to praise and worship and clap. And the engineer started crying. The cameraman started crying. One of them ran into the office and told Tommy, this is the most awesome story we've ever heard in our life. But hey, do we serve an awesome God? Woo! He is more than awesome. Whenever that first scripture we put up here, we ought to praise Him how much? Continuously, all the time. He is worthy of our praise. Isn't He, Tatiana? He is worthy of our praise. He's a mighty God. Then, in Matthew 18:1, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Why, Lord, you know I am. Is that the way we do it? Amen. Some of us do. Oh, I mean, you want to know who is great? I'm one of the best there is in the kingdom. You know, I mean, I'm a big pastor with a great big church. I'm on national television. I got to be something. Woo! Are you in dangerous ground? Like I said something kind of joking like that the other day, and Cheryl said, God, please, wait till I get out of the bathroom before you strike him dead with lightning. Oh, goodness. We do have a lot of fun playing and laughing about things. But look what Jesus said.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, and we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.